One of the weapons used in Syria's civil war is as old as warfare. The government of President Assad has laid siege to rebel-held areas of the country's largest city, Aleppo. Almost a quarter of a million people are surrounded. The same is happening in smaller places, like Madaya, not far outside the capital, Damascus. And this is what a siege is like.
They are starving people to death. Not only this, they are cutting water on them now. There is one area that, because lack of electricity, people are using a well and a spring to get water. And the regime is trying to take control over these water resources. So he wants people to die from thirst as well.
Dr. Amar Ghanem is with the Syrian American Medical Society. He lives in Indiana now, but grew up near Madaya and has family there. He says because of the siege, supplies can't get in and people are trapped there. Dr. Ghanem joined us in our D.C. studio to talk about the humanitarian crisis. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Renee.
What exactly are you hearing is happening? I mean, there are reports of people literally dying of starvation.
We saw a picture of skeletons. Children look like dead while they're still alive. We hear like a low, weak cry of children because they lack food and milk and any things that keep them alive. So images came on the news media back on January of last year. And since that time, yes, some relief happened, but it's very limited. They only allowed some food and medicine convoys to enter Madaya. The total number enter over 4 months was only 4 convoys. But since last April, because the media, just forget about that area again, and they stopped, delivering any more aid to Madaya.
Well, I also understand that there are not any real doctors there.
That's absolutely right, because only what has left there is a dentist and a vet who is treating humans. We established a telemedicine group over the WhatsApp, and we try to communicate with them on a daily basis. Yes, we have some luck. For example, I would tell you about a C-section case just happened 2 days ago that was operated by the vet, and he was successful to deliver twin babies alive.
By cesarean.
By C-section.
Alive.
And that was under, supervision and direction of a physician, OBGYN physician here in the U.S.
On an app?
Yes. The way he had some experience. He had done some surgeries before, amputation, other surgeries. And as a vet, he had some experience with cutting and surgery. But that's what you have. You are faced to do it. You have no other options.
Well, for those who are surviving, how are they managing?
Well, they are suffering every day. The suffering is above imagination. One, for example, my cousin communicated to me, even you are part of this town, you know people here and friends, but you cannot imagine what's going on here. He said the first suffering of people here, in spite that they allow some grains to enter Madaya, but people don't know how to cook it. There is no electricity to the town for the last year or more. And they lack any energy resources they can cook with. There is no gas, there's no fuel, nothing available. The only thing available in very scarce amount is maybe wood. So they are using wood to cook, but the price of this wood is very high. So he explained to me that the price of the wood will be about 500 Syrian pound per kilogram. Mm-hmm. Every day you need about 6 kilos to cook. So that's cost about 3,000 Syrian pounds, which is about $60, just to cook the food that they give to us. Where are we going to get that money from? He said, children are suffering because they lack of food and lack of milk. And if milk exists, they're given this milk in very, very small amounts only to children under 2 years old. Anybody who is above 2 years old, he will dream to taste the milk. Mm. He told me, what you can imagine happening to these kids? Long time.
So you are in Washington, D.C. to try to bring the world's attention back to Madaya?
Yes. People of Syria are very, very, very upset with the United Nations position. Many people don't see them as a United Nation who's supposed to solve conflicts and restore peace. They see them like only as a large charity organization that has the resources but is still unable to help. They are so weak to the point that they cannot deliver milk to a crying baby in need.
Dr. Ghanem, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for your time.
Amar Ghanem is with the Syrian American Medical Society.